Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
We've got Jamal Bay here, so we'll go ahead and get started with Percy. Go ahead, Percy.
Jamal, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, just how difficult was it to deal with their length on the offensive end, just trying to get inside to get anything going?
Yeah, it was difficult. They're a big team, but it was difficult for sure. But we gotta get better. We're all college players, so we play against height all the time, or at least we played against Arizona, their height same way. But we just gotta get better. We gotta get better on the defensive end. It's not as much as our offense as our defense. We're letting teams score 90 points, so, and can't win if they're scoring 90 points on us. So,
and then I was about to go there. Before this game, you really talked about that, like you said, that you thought that you guys found something on the offensive end. Now it's just time to start playing defense like you know this team can play. Yeah. What's the identity of this team if it's not defense?
It needs to be defense, and we need to figure that out. We need to figure that out quickly, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to rebound better. I think we have. We got a lot better on the rebounding end. We just gotta get a lot better quickly on the defensive end. I think so, for sure.
All right, Jamal. Thank you for your time.
Of course.
Okay, we'll go to Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Jamal. When it comes to that defense, what, as somebody who's played with really good defensive teams here, what kind of aren't you seeing from this group that maybe you're used to seeing?
I think it's both in the inside and on the outside. We're getting beat down low pretty bad, and then we're getting beat on the three. And usually we take away the three a lot better, and we're not doing that. So they're hitting us with both ends, the low post and the threes and the mid range. So it's hurting us on all levels right now, and that's what we need to fix.
And then for you guys, I mean, you did play better in the second half, and that's kind of happened a few times this season. Is it getting frustrating to kind of see the flashes of it but not be able to put it all together?
Yeah, it's very frustrating because we see the glimpses of what we can be and how good we can be, and we just got to figure out and bring it the whole game, or at least start off the game so we're not down 20, so we're not digging ourselves out of a hole, but – for sure. It's very frustrating, but we'll figure it out.
All right, Jamal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to Andy Yamashita. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Jamal. Thanks for taking the time again. You guys put USC on the free throw line 37 times. Was that, what were you seeing, or what was happening with their offense that led you guys fouling so much today?
We were just reaching too much. If we got beat, we just reached, or we slapped down, and coach was telling us that we can't do that. But we got to just be better staying in front, and that's pretty much it.
Is it frustrating to give a team that many charity passes, I guess, and how do you guys avoid that against UCLA?
We got to stay in front better, and just not slap down. If they're going to go in and shoot something crazy, or we got to let them shoot that and not just slap down. We're bailing them out, and I think that's what we did against USC.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, we'll go to Dan Rayleigh. Go ahead, Dan Rayleigh.
Jamal, losing's tough for everybody, yeah. But you guys have you're caught in a downturn right now. Are you worried about your team becoming demoralized by this? I know you're not going to give up or anything like that, but it's still hard to deal with something like that because you play to win.
Yeah, for sure. But we just try to we got to bring energy better. We just got to bring energy at the beginning, and we're not doing that. And we got to figure out. We got to like have a team meeting or something to figure it out. So I think it's what we're gonna do, and just fix some stuff, talk, and just get some stuff out if we need to, and just get better overall. But yes, it is frustrating for sure.
Okay, we'll go to Moz. Go ahead, Moz.
Hey, Jamal, thanks for doing this. And obviously, you guys are trying to find your way. I got to go back and ask about the defense. Is it a rotational thing, or is it more about communication on defense?
I think it's both. If we are in a bad position, we need to talk out of it. And that's not really what we're doing. We're trying to just figure it out when it gets in the middle or something. So we just got to be better on both talking, communicating, and get better on our rotations, quicker on our rotations.
Okay. That's all we have from Jamal. Thank you so much, Jamal. And we will see you back here shortly with Coach Hopkins. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Coach Hopkins here. We'll get started. Percy, why don't you go ahead and get us started? Thank you.
Hey, Percy.
Hey there, Coach. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Hey, at this stage of the season, what can you do to fix the defense?
It's hard. It's, we're just getting crushed interior-wise, and we just got to be better. You know, we've no resistance in there. And Nate Roberts, Riley, those guys they're fighting, but have just got to keep developing and getting better. It's just too easy. Both the guys, both the Mobleys are pretty talented though. They're not only good scorers in there, but they're very good passers. But we're not getting the same resistance as we've had in the past in the paint, and that's been killing us.
Have you seen any improvement, from, I guess, the Baylor game to maybe Colorado to tonight?
You know what? In terms of the defense, the numbers say no. Offensively, we had 13 assists. We made 9 threes, shot a good percentage there. But it's the defensive end right now that's really hurting us. USC's a really good defensive team. So we got down early, and it's hard to it's hard to play from behind against a really good defensive team. They use their size well. They force you in the paint. And that was very, very difficult. But we just couldn't stop them. And then when we did stop them or we got near it, we fouled them. Just not good enough. Needs to get better.
All right, Hop. Thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
Okay, we'll go to Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Hop. How are you?
Hey, Lauren.
You talked about the defense. You mentioned not seeing the same resistance inside that you're used to. Is there anything else that you're used to seeing from your defenses that just hasn't been there?
Well, it's activity, right? Usually when we would, if you look at certain teams the last couple of years, we would have as many combination if you added steals and blocks to our turnovers. And so as much as we turned it over, we were getting it back with our activity, deflections, and those types of things. And, we're small up top, which causes a major problem. We're trying to get bigger on the baseline because rebounding's been a problem. But the activity, the deflections, the disruption just aren't there, what we're used to. And then when they do get it in there, we tried to go into a match, which was like a man-to-man when the ball got in the high post. And, they got good players and they scored or we fouled. Put a team on the line 37 times and them shooting 50% from the field and out-rebounding by 10 is not the recipe for success. We've got to be better.
And then you mentioned another slow start tonight. How frustrating is it getting to not be able to kind of figure out that issue?
Well, you know what? We're getting better balance, but we're just our starts. It's just can't explain it. We were able to, run a play on our first score, Jamal Bay, and then he was lucky to bank in a three, but it was difficult for us to score. They were taking quad A away. We went in the post a couple times, which made it a little bit difficult, but we've got to get better starts. But it really starts to me on the defensive end. When you have a good start on the defensive end, you're getting in transition, you're getting an early stop, you know, where you can get an easy basket or find a three in transition or get to the basket when the defense isn't set. Because when you get a combination of the Mobleys in the half court, it's going to be very difficult because of their length and their size, especially in the paint. So, you know, it's we struggled with it at the beginning, got behind, and you know, it's hard to play in a hole for sure.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll go to Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Chris Fetters.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Yeah. What I was curious, I noticed no Nate or Marcus tonight. Was that strictly rotation related?
Yeah. Nate wasn't on the trip due to personal reasons, and you know, Marcus, I just went with somebody else.
Okay. Also, in terms of like the takeaways and the defensive stuff, I'm just curious with the rotations, the way they're going, whatnot. Are you seeing the consistency that you're needing to? I mean, when it comes to it?
I think, you know what, at the end of the day, there we have a lot of, you know, for instance, you know, Nate Roberts is on his, 10th game as a starter or whatever it is, and ninth game and played half the season last year, limited minutes. He's new. This is new to him. Eric Stevenson's, you know, 9 games into it. Quade Green, you know, 12 last year, 13 in this. He's small. Getting it, Raekwon a little bit, Jaron new, Cole new, Riley's never played. So, you know, there's a learning curve in terms of really understanding it and the reps. And then you go to the level of, you know, players. Tonight, the two big guys are as good as anybody in the country. One will be probably one or two picked in the NBA draft. And, you know, it was just they were difficult covers. And so we just got to find ways to be creative. We try to play a little bit of man. You know, if we were going to go down, we were going to go down with a fight. And, you know, cut it to 16 and we just couldn't get it any closer.
Last question's about the slow starts again. Are you finding that when teams try to take Quade out of the mix? Because obviously you can look at the stats and everything, but it seemed like when they were able to take him out, they effectively were able to take you guys out early. Are you starting to see that being a consistent?
Yeah, that's what people are doing, and we've got to use them as maybe a decoy to, you know, like we did in the second half to start, you know, just keeping him spaced. The other guys are playing a little bit better, which is important, and you know, it takes a team, and then he has to have the responsibility. If two guys are there, he's got to be able to make the pass and not try to force it, and that will make us a lot better. But tonight, you know, it was the slow start, and then the defensive end. You know, regardless of at the beginning or the end, we couldn't stop them. And to be a good team and to be able to win, you got to be able to defend.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Okay, we got time for a few more guys. I'm going to go to Andy Yamashita. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, Andy.
You guys let USC get to the free throw line 37 times. What were you seeing that was leading to so many fouls?
Well, you know, we went man. You know, we just couldn't stop them, and they were going over the top. And yeah, Jamal Baygard and Isaiah Mobley. We felt our best chance to win the game and get in the game would be to go smaller and try to pressure a little bit. And, you know, he was posting up and just, you know, it's a light heavyweight fighting heavyweight with Jamal. He was battling, but we fell. And it's plagued us all year. We got to be more disciplined on the defensive end. And get better at it. That's just the bottom line. You know, we'll be in decent position, and we'll foul them. And then when you're not a good defensive rebounding team, and they're over there just, you know, tapping the ball and stuff, a lot of times you're out of position. Little guys are trying to dig out, and it just becomes a problem. That's where a lot of the fouls happen.
Definitely. And obviously, the Mobley brothers are a tough defensive task for anybody, but. In a perfect world, what does your defense look like against two really good bigs like that?
Well, it should be. What we were trying to do is, you know, what we've done in our first year, because we have very similar personnel, but just younger and less experienced. But when the ball's going the high post, you know, you're trying to eliminate dunks and threes. And if they want to shoot the foul line jump shot, then, you know, you're taking one of the best big guys off the offensive glass. You know, now they only have one on the offensive glass. They were able to get a little bit deeper. We came up and they just made – you know, there was just no resistance. And we've got to be able to take some charges, make it difficult, be creative. But most important, in my opinion, we have to be grittier. And it's, that's just a, you just got to be regular, bottom line. And we weren't tonight.
Thanks, Hop.
All right, Kim
Gernold.
Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Coach. Eric Stevenson, two good games in a row. Anything you can point to that maybe initiated the turnaround for Eric?
Just confidence. We're moving the ball a little bit better. You know, we had 13 assists. I felt like, you know, he got some good looks. Where he needs to improve and help us win is on the defensive end. You know, we've got to be scrappier. We've got to be, you know, we got to be tougher. We just, you know, we had to go small because we felt like it was our best offensive lineup to be able to get back. And when you're doing that, you against a team like this, you really have to be five guys committed going after the ball. And, you know, Eric offensively great. You know, we're better in offensively. We're making some shots, but we've, you know, good teams, great teams end up being great defensively. And we're far from that. We got to get better.
Thank you for your time, and we will talk to all of you on Saturday after the UCLA game at 2 o'clock on Pac-12 Networks. Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.